This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jeff and I are watching Super Bowl 40. We were both there in Detroit.
Oh.
I'll never forget that week, will you?
Did you
stay at the Marriott? They had an unbelievable brunch in the morning, Jeff.
I had to stay at my aunt's house 45 minutes away.
Really?
And I had to be on the air at 5 in the morning.
So, why? What was going on then?
I was doing hits on the AM back then. So for KDK, we had sportscasts at 5:15.
Were you in this building then?
No, we were downtown.
How long have you worked for KDK?
A few years.
Give me a number. Are we having a 50th anniversary? 25?
Overall, not in this role, but in different roles.
Why haven't we had a party for you for your 25th anniversary? We should.
I'm good.
We should.
Yeah, let's make it a surprise party.
We're still...
we'll bring back Vinny and Seibel.
We're still in need of that steak dinner that we never got. Remember that? Maybe we can combine the steak dinner with Jeff's 25th anniversary.
How many steak dinners do you want from me, Limits?
It's not from you.
Oh.
We're all supposed to go to one, I thought.
Oh, that,
remember that one,
yeah.
You know what was crazy about that? One of the things that really impressed me, the Detroit Welcome Committee was so great.
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't have been friendlier than any of the other places we were at.
I had a great time that week. And then the game was just, it wasn't a great game, but it was unforgettable because it was a Steeler home game. And I'll never forget, we sat in the auxiliary, or I did anyway, the auxiliary press seating. So did Dan Rooney, was right there. I'll just never forget them running onto the field. They made Jerome run out. He thought the whole team was behind him, and he wound up running out there by himself. And it was all terrible towels. It was a Steeler home game.
So it was interesting. Linda Cohn was in front of me. And next to me was, who was the big? There was a big former offensive lineman. So we're sitting in the stands, and I was like this. Oh, it's Edmund Nelson.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like crunched in my seat because you couldn't move. But it was, I mean, the halftime was great. Didn't Aretha do the national anthem, I think?
Was it the Rolling Stones at halftime?
Yes.
Wow.
If only
you talk
someone,
about a double feature there.
If only someone that week would have spent a week with Jerome Bettis to find out what that would have been like.
Ron, he said that was the best part of his whole career, Bettis around.
It was so much fun.
I'll tell you this much, Jeff. The food that week was unbelievable everywhere we went.
And
I couldn't believe it.
And I'm at the older end of the generation, but like, that's the one to me is like, holy cow, the Steelers are Super Bowl champs. Like, I was a kid, I was alive, but I don't remember.
Limits was only 4. Is that right,
that
Limits?
One.
Yeah, because I turned 5 in March of 06.
He was bigger then.
And that was the time where Detroit was like Pittsburgh West.
Yeah.
The two Stanley Cup finals.
Yeah.
In the NCAA tournament, Pitt played up there at Auburn Hills.
Yeah.
And then you had the Super Bowl. So it was like you made so many drives to Detroit. It was just a weird time. And the fact that the Super Bowl happened to be there with the Steelers, the closest you could get, was awesome.
Where does the time go, Jeff? Look at this. It's John Madden and Al Michaels on the call, Susie Colber and Michelle Tafoya on the sidelines.
Hasselbeck's the quarterback.
Right. It doesn't seem that long ago to me. And man, did Ben have a rough day, but he got him there. He got him there with one of the great 3-game runs in playoff history.
And Randall L. had one of the best throws in Super Bowl history.
Of all time. People say, oh, it was a college quarterback. Yeah, I know. It wasn't like he was practicing every week as a quarterback, and in the Super Bowl, you get one shot, and he was on a full run, and he threw it on the run to Hines in stride, 50 yards in the air maybe, as a spiral. Come on.
And Hines was open, but it's not like he was so open that if it was underthrown, it would have been complete.
It's one of the great throws in Super Bowl history.
And one of those, the great poses when he leaps over the goal line.
Love it.
With the arm
out.
Yeah,
I think that was on Sports Illustrated. This was just a fun team. Fun team to cover, bunch of personalities. Look at Kimo von Olhoffen in there. Little Chris Hoke is in there somewhere, I think, Jeff.
There's Joey Sr.
There's Casey Hampton. There's Troy flying around in that game. Man, those were the days. Little Travis Kershke, Ike Taylor dropping an interception, but he made a big one later in the day, didn't he?
How about that?
One of the biggest interceptions in Steelers history, I might add.
And they're showing, is that Bill's wife? They with Bill and the girls down on the field after the game.
Yes.
Because people forget, like, Cowher got ripped because they had home AFC playoff games that they either didn't win, or if they got there against Dallas, even though it was a good showing against a really good Dallas team. I mean, he hadn't won the big game either.
No. I mean, that was the storyline, him and Bettis, really. There's Brett Kiesel making a play. Look at him flying across the line of scrimmage, Jeff.
James Ferrier.
Him and Lawrence Foote just crushed somebody. Or maybe he crushed them. They didn't give the ball to Sean Alexander enough, I don't think, in that game. And I think wasn't he ticked off about that? Even recently, he said something. Look at him. He's on the sidelines right now on 3rd-and-2. Even as I said that, why isn't he in there, Jeff? Hasselbeck back to throw. Oh, my God.
Oh,
what
that
a
was
hit.
The tight end that ran his mouth.
Yeah. He just got hit by Chris
what was
Hope.
His name?
He dropped the ball.
He ran his mouth.
Jeremy Stevens.
Yes.
Yeah. He helped lose them the game. Anyway, instead of talking about the Super Bowl from 20 years ago, but it was great, wasn't it?
It was awesome.
Let's talk about current day Steelers. And how unreal is it, Jeff? Like, we talk about this all the time. But the Pittsburgh Steelers, Limits here just said he was 4 years old and has no memory of it. The Pittsburgh Steelers haven't been competitive, haven't really come close to winning a playoff game in almost a decade. Wow.
And the closest they were was with number two at quarterback.
That's a good point. I mean, the last time this happened was before Chuck Knoll got here. Is it going to end this year? Do you think it'll end this year?
Here's my take on this year. I don't know that they're a better team this year from last, but I think they're better positioned to get into a championship discussion in 2026 because of what they did this year.
Mm.
They fortified their lines. They added some key positions. Metcalf is on a 4-year contract. And they have a ton of draft picks next year. I mean, I think they've, instead of just being another year where you sneak into the playoffs, I think if they've taken a step back, they've done so in preparing to be better in the future.
They got to get that guy. They have to get a guy at the most important position. That's sort of the beginning and end of the story, isn't it? And it ain't Aaron Rodgers, I can tell you that.
Well, I'll put it this way. What coach wins a Super Bowl without that guy?
Very few.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Very few. Billick did.
And he had an all-time great defense. Here's a better question. What coach without an all-time great defense won a Super Bowl without that guy? Not many.
Maybe Dungy, but even that.
Joe Gibbs,
That defense was really good in Tampa.
That defense was borderline legendary in Tampa.
So,
late stage Peyton Manning won, but his defense was also a top 10 defense of all time. They had the secondary, and then they had Ware and Von Miller. They were unbelievable. So maybe a little bit of Joe Gibbs here, a little bit of Nick Foles there, but it's very, very rare. And Aaron Rodgers is not the guy.
No,
do you even want How should
Great
I phrase
Great question.
Do you want him here? Do they want him here? Who wants him here? If you gave Truth Serum to Art, Mike, Omar, Andy Weidel, and Artie Smith, how many of those five really want the guy here? I guess really only two matter, Mike and Art.
I think Mike.
And I'm talking Art Rooney, not Art Smith.
Right. I think Mike for sure. I think the others can be talked into it. Like, hey, we can still, if we have Rodgers, we've got, while we may not be in the best position, we're going to be so much better. I think those guys could be talked into.
I don't know.
I wouldn't believe that Omar and Andy are sitting back going, yeah, we really want. I think they're
looking at 2026.
What about
Artie Smith in his private moments? There's no way if you injected him with Truth Serum.
Yeah, he'd be saying, I don't think so either.
He'd be like Jim Carrey in Liar, Liar. Remember, he couldn't help but tell the truth? He'd be saying things like, how am I going to utilize Cordero Patterson with this guy? Right, Limits?
Remember when Cordero was out there shoveling snow? And he posted about it. What are we going to see, Jeff, this OTA? Is Cordero going to be cutting the grass?
That's the most carries he had in one game.
Really, well, although Artie featured him more than he should have. Oof. I'll never forget him putting him in the Cincy game.
The frozen cadaver.
He had
cadaver
a
Patterson.
Series against the Colts before he got hurt.
Where he was great.
Where he was prime vintage Cordero Patterson. And he was running guys over, and then he got hurt, and then it just, yeah.
How does the TJ Watt saga end here? It's not really a saga yet, but yeah, I think it might be. Because I don't think they're going to want to pay him that ridiculous Myles Garrett money. And I think he wants that money. I don't know that, but the longer they wait,
then what if Dallas's pretty decent linebacker signs for an even higher number?
Right.
Now you've got to look at that number too.
Right.
It wasn't as contentious. He was 4 years younger last time this happened, and it went till the Thursday before the first game.
Right.
I'm thinking this
one might get a little uglier, and it's precipitated. My thought is precipitated by that or sparked by that. Little Instagram post with the peace sign. That was very odd. And the Watt brothers are quick to shoot down, you know, bad speculation and things on social media that they don't think are true or they don't like. There's been a lot of speculation since that, and they haven't shot down one thing. That was very odd, I thought.
It was. Now, it's not uncommon for TJ to miss some OTAs.
Sure.
So that should be pointed out. I think he'll be here for minicamp.
Yeah.
But I think you'll see the same hold-in thing
mm-hmm.
that where he'll work on the side and not as much with team. It's an intriguing question. I think they will sign him, but to give $40 million to a guy.
Wow. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Social media's Biggest Loser, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Limits, you have a candidate today. Usually you don't.
Usually I don't. I'm going to say that the biggest winner is actually something different. Am I allowed to flip it over to winner again, or should I call
you
it a loser?
You did that yesterday,
actually,
yes.
I'll call Big Noon. Fox Big Noon is a loser, Jeff. They announced that the Penn State-Oregon game will be on NBC primetime for the whiteout. There's actually a good whiteout game for once, Jeff.
Wow. I like that. I like to hear that.
How about that?
That'll be great TV.
Incredible. Well, it might not be great TV if your friend Limits gets into the stands. It'll be great attendance viewing for your friend Limits.
Will we notice you in the stands? Are you going to be that into the games, as it were?
He's also very tiny, you might have noticed, so he could be in the shot, but nobody
he could be the one they're kind of bouncing around the stands like a ball.
You know how they lift people up every time you score a touchdown? You think I should be lifted up?
They could use him as the ball in the game.
Instead of a nitty line, it'll be Limits.
Don't drop the lion, Jeff.
A game of Limits ball. You'll be the actual football on the field. Wouldn't that be something?
If they could.
Apparently, the Penguins' new coach looks like Limits, or who they think might be their new coach.
According to Mackey, it says that the coach kind of looks like me.
We have to go. Clouds today with a high of 73. Perfect for Mulsey's golf game. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Thank you, Jeff, very kindly for making the effort to come in.
Thanks,
that was great. Limits, I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Jeff. See you tomorrow, Joe.
Bye, Emma. Thank you for participating
in
the show.
Happy birthday, Emma.
Happy birthday, Emma.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.